NBA, TNT, we all know that's the best pregame, postgame, halftime show out there. They didn't have EJ last night, which throws the dynamic off to me a lot. When one's missing, it just isn't the same. Either one of them.
Oh, did anybody take EJ's place?
Yes, yes. I don't know his name.
Okay,
but no EJ. You still had Kenny, Shaq, and Charles Barkley. They got into a heated discussion last night that I want to point the finger and say, I know sometimes when you argue, you say things that because you want to hurt that other person. And that's your sole purpose, is to hurt that other person. They're talking about Toronto and how what needs to change on that team. And Barkley's trying to explain how DeRozan and Dwayne Casey will have to kind of mend their friendship. And then they kind of start going off on each other, and it gets personal. And I'm going to point the bad boy finger at Shaq for doing something. Listen to this. Oh, how about this? How about I plug this thing in? Golly.
I wouldn't have known to
it's
do that.
It's already late night, deep night ticket. Here we go.
Repair his relationship with DeMar DeRozan.
No, he don't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, you have to, because listen, if your best player... You bench your best player.
Why was he benched?
That's not the point.
It is the point.
You don't disrespect your best player. Listen. If you don't have a great relationship with your best player, you're never going to win.
That's not true.
He did not.
That's not true.
He did not, well, you, in
that's
your opinion.
True.
No, just because you say something, it's just
that's
your
not true. Me
no,
and,
it's not true.
Me and Pat Riley never saw eye to eye and what happened to my man win. So it's not true what you're saying.
Well, you
it's not true what you're saying.
That's not true.
I'm just letting you know what you did.
Was the man on that team.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Don't even start it.
It doesn't matter. I was a role player. You're right. But you know what?
That's my point. That's my point.
Say,
but I'm saying with your best player.
You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to championship.
I'm just telling you something.
Stop babying
Wade carried you to that championship. No matter how much you scream, you loud,
listen,
that does not make you right.
Listen.
You're wrong. In the city. You can,
and that's why you ain't
win
because you was a baby. Stop babying these players.
I'm not babying no players.
He don't play. He got to sit his ass down. Period.
He got to repair.
He ain't got to repair nothing. He got to stop babying the players. You got baby. That's why you ain't win.
He got to. I didn't have Dwayne. I didn't have Dwayne Wade and Kobe Bryant carry me up and down the court.
So why you not Hall of Famer?
Because
I got three finals MVP,
because,
Chuck.
Because you
Google
because
me, Chuck.
Got, everybody
Google
know
me,
you were a great
you
player.
See that?
Everybody
Google
know
me.
You were a great player.
You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to
championship. No,
he ain't
got to
repair
that.
He got to step up and play.
We all didn't
play.
Have other players carrying us up and down the court. You can yell as much as you want.
I got three finals MVP, Chuck.
Yeah,
I mean,
you were a great player.
Thank you.
But you wouldn't have got him if you didn't have Kobe and Dwayne.
I will say.
Who are those people?
It's the point where you're trying to make a point, and Barkley is trying to make a point, but the Shaq interruption and then just the yelling, because I think when you have an argument and you're just when someone's trying to make a point and I'm trying to say you're not right, I probably should have a counterpoint as to why you're not right instead of just, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Well, you never won a championship, so you don't know what it's like. And that's just such low blow.
You watch that show a lot more than I do. How often do they attack Barkley for not having a ring?
It's
is
a
that
lot,
rare?
A lot of times it's in fun. It's in jest. But this time he really meant it. And he was really – because he has one of the championships rings on. And that's what he was like, you see that? You see that? He was pointing to the ring.
Yeah.
And that was when it was really, really mean-spirited. When
that's
he did
wild,
that.
Man.
Yeah, it was crazy. Just like, wow, Shaq, calm down.
This traces to something way, way deeper and more relevant in sports. And that is the theory that if you won a championship, somehow God elevated you to four levels above everybody else.
Right.
And by the way, if you didn't, somehow God dropped you four levels.
Then why are you not in the Hall of Fame then?
Yeah.
I mean, Barkley, it's almost like he's trying to discredit the guy that he's on set with. The one that's doing this, that's been doing this way longer than he has, just kind of wrong. I thought it was wrong on Shaq just to jump on him like that. You can always disagree on points, but it didn't have to drop mean on it. And then, of course, they both dropped the gloves. Well, I didn't have Kobe and Dwayne Wade dragging my ass up and down the court, because if he's going to get nasty, then Barkley's going to get nasty. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, they were all accomplished players. I don't see any reason why they should go after each other's personal careers there.
No.
I think that's low.
Very low.
I think it's low.
And that's why I wanted to play it for you, Norm.
Hey,
all right.
support your argument. Don't support your career or knock down someone else's career. You know, it's the same baloney of, well, you never played the game.
Right.
You know, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So the thought is that if you played the game, you necessarily have better opinions and more insight. You know, that flies in the face of a lot of things that are not true in this world.
Yeah, and even Barkley was like, hey, that's your opinion. If you don't think he needs to repair his relationship, that's fine. That's your opinion. But he's trying to give his, which he's paid to do, and Shaq was just bullying him big time. It's nuts. Mm.